freely you have received, freely give. St. Stanislaus, Bishop and Martyr, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. This morning, children, I was thinking about names. This is, of course, the time of the year when those of you who have already been confirmed as soldiers of Christ received your new saint's name at confirmation. And it's kind of a wonderful thing if you think of it, isn't it, that you get to choose the name of your saint. You didn't have anything at all to do with your baptismal name because you were just a fresh baby. But now, with the use of reason, probably with your parents' assistance sometimes, you have been able to choose a name for yourself. Your own patron, do you remember your patron saints of confirmation? Do you remember to pray to them every day? You try to imitate them, especially at this season of the year, preparing for the Holy Ghost. We should remember that. We always choose saints' names, but in the early centuries, of course, sometimes they used non-saints' names, and this was the idea. Well, all have to be the saint, and then often that's what they did. Today, of all things, we keep the feast day of a saint who was a wonderful bishop in Belgium who had the same name as that horrible, very wicked and perverse emperor, Domitian, who made St. John the Evangelist be boiled in oil yesterday. Do you remember him? St. Domitian was a bishop in the city of Maastricht, which today is Belgium. It's part of the bad one-world headquarters. But back then it was just a nice regular city in Belgium, what today is called Belgium, and he lived in the 6th century. And he was a very beloved bishop because of two things that he did. One, he slew a dragon. A dragon was sort of guarding and then poisoning the well that was the source of fresh water for the people near the river. And the second thing is that he predicted that there would be a wonderful harvest one year following a time of famine. And the wealthy people and the farmers were hoarding, keeping for themselves, all of the food, all of the grain and so forth. And he said, well, don't worry, go ahead and sell that, and don't sell it very expensively either, because there's going to be plenty of food next year, I guarantee it. Well, he was right, and everybody was very happy, and they attributed that to St. Domitian's prayer. And then I got thinking about how wonderful it is to share. But we should share not only food, and I hope that you are one of those people who can see someone who doesn't have a sandwich or a cookie for dessert that you would say, would you like some of mine? We should share food, but we should share spiritual things too. That's the idea behind the corporal works of mercy. For example, that we are bound to instruct the ignorant. That's what your teachers and parents do. And we also are bound to admonish sinners, which brings me to a saint with a curious name, but it's still a very popular name in Poland, not so much in our country. I don't think I've ever baptized or confirmed a Stanislaus over here, but St. Stanislaus is our main saint today. Stanislaus is a good, solid Polish name, and he was a wonderful saint who lived during the time of Pope Gregory VII, the Middle Ages, and the big conflict between kings and the church as to who would have the power. St. Stanislaus grew up to be a very devout and a very disciplined young man. When his parents died, for example, and he got their estate, he gave it all away to the poor. He was very generous with the poor. And in due time, because of his holiness and his talents, he was made the Archbishop of Krakow in Poland. At that time, there was an extremely wicked king. Wicked kings often come with the name of Boleslaus, which sounds pretty wicked, doesn't it? Boleslaus. Well, this Boleslaus lived up to his name or lived down to his name. He was a horrible man. And everybody was afraid of him. He was like the Emperor Domitian in his own little way, even though he pretended to be a Christian. He was very immoral and cruel and perverse. And no one would stand up to him. Well, one time he kidnapped the wife of a nobleman and was holding her at his castle, and everybody was going around sort of wringing their hands together saying, dearie me, what will we do? And St. Stanislaus said, well, what we're going to do is we're going to go see that king and tell him that either he lets that lady go home to her family or else he's going to be excommunicated by me. So first of all, St. Stanislaus prayed, and you always have to pray before you do anything. That's the lesson of novena, to pray first. And after he prayed, he boldly went to see the king, and he rebuked him, and the king was furious at him. And they had a big battle of words, and they made threats to each other, and St. Stanislaus fulfilled his threat. He put the king under what's called a major excommunication, because he had warned him time and again, which meant that he would be detained or to be avoided. So if the king came into church and you were singing Vespers, for example, or a high mass, you'd have to just stop till the king left. That's a special, terrible type of punishment, that you're not allowed to even assist at divine service, which otherwise even a Jew or a Protestant could do nowadays by church law, but not if you have the special excommunication, detendus punishment. So that's what happened. He came in and the canons were chanting the mass and they just stopped this cathedral. And the king was furious and said, where is that bishop? And so he went after the bishop, who had retired to a little chapel. I visited this church. It's a round church last fall when I was in Poland, called the Church of St. Michael. And there he was offering holy sacrifice of the mass and what he thought would be a safe private place. The king found him, and the king sent in three soldiers successively. Slay the bishop, the king said. Well, each time the soldiers came back to the king and they apologized and said, I wanted to do your orders, your majesty, but I was blinded by light, by the light of the holiness of that bishop saying mass. And so by the third time the king was very angry, and he took the sword and he went in himself and he cut poor St. Stanislaus into pieces. But never mind, his soul went to heaven as one of the glorious defenders of the liberty of the Catholic Church, and a wonderful saint to underline the truth, share what you have. He had the truth. He had the Ten Commandments. He had authority from God. And so he shared it with a wretched king. The king didn't want what St. Stanislaus wanted to give him, but never mind, he gave it to him. And then, because of that, St. Stanislaus became a great saint, and Boleslaus was punished by the Pope. The whole country was put under what's called interdict, which means that there couldn't be any masses at all in any church. So the people rose up in rebellion, that's the idea, and they drove him down to Hungary, and he ended up going to a monastery in Hungary, where, like his English counterpart, Henry II, he did penance before he died. So the story has a happy ending. Children, never be afraid to share your faith or morals with others. If you have to correct somebody, if you have to not laugh at a dirty story, if you have to tell somebody don't talk that way, that's impure language, or that's vulgar, or that's dirty, or don't take the name of Jesus or God in vain, you just go ahead and do it. And don't participate in somebody's lies or stealing or anything. There's a lot of ways we need to share our Catholic faith and our Ten Commandments with others. And let's all pray to St. Stanislaus today so that we will be up to it. Let's kneel down with that little prayer before Mass in his honor. Thou wast indeed a good shepherd, St. Stanislaus, for the presence of the world neither made thee flee nor fear. Ask our Heavenly Father to send us shepherds like thee. Succor Holy Church, for she has to contend with enemies in every part of the world. Convert her persecutors, as thou didst convert Boleslaus. He was thy murderer, but thy martyrdom won mercy for him. Pray for us, St. Stanislaus, and prepare us to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost at Pentecost. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.